In Montana and Arkansas next year, Medicaid is going to look different in one key way. No more premiums. I'm Dan Gorenstein, host of the health policy podcast, Trade-Offs. Under the Obama administration, federal health officials gave both states the authority to charge low-income adults monthly fees when they expanded their Medicaid programs, Arkansas in 2013, Montana in 2015. New research has convinced the federal government it needs to take that authority back. Trade-Offs producer Andrea Perdomo looked into the data and how premiums have affected people on Medicaid. Andrea, it may surprise some people that a Democratic administration signed off on states charging low-income folks premiums. What was the thinking behind this move?
Well, Medicaid is a program that makes it possible for low-income people to have insurance. And you're right, Dan. States are normally forbidden from charging anyone premiums with incomes under 150% of federal poverty. That's about $20,000 for a single person. But Obama health officials granted Arkansas, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Montana special waivers to pilot the controversial concept. They did that to incentivize red states that were hesitating to expand their Medicaid programs under the Affordable Care Act. At the same time, the administration also stipulated that they wanted to independently evaluate the impact this policy would have.
And that evaluation was published recently, right, Andrea? What were the findings?
So, federal health officials hired Mathematica, a policy research firm, to compare five states that charged people Medicaid premiums to 10 states that didn't. Now, there was a lot of variation among the states they evaluated. Some states exempted different cohorts of people from paying, and premiums could range from $1 to more than $100. The team also reviewed more than a dozen previous studies that looked at what happened when you asked people on Medicaid to pay. And those studies showed enrollment goes down. Here's Mathematica's Kate Bradley on their findings.
I would have to say that we weren't surprised that we found results consistent with this large body of literature, that premiums probably keep people from enrolling in Medicaid.
Kate's team also found that people on Medicaid in these states saw more gaps in coverage and didn't stay enrolled in the program as long.
Is this study why CMS told Arkansas and Montana to phase out charging premiums?
Pretty much, Dan. The whole point of Medicaid is to provide health care coverage to people who otherwise couldn't afford it. Now, remember, CMS allowed states like Arkansas and Montana to pilot charging premiums on their Medicaid expansion populations. The agency cited Mathematica's evaluation to basically say that charging the expansion population for coverage creates a barrier for people to access the program. That goes against the purpose of Medicaid, so CMS told both states that they had to stop the practice by the end of the year.
Andrea Perdomo, thank you so much.
Sure thing, Dan.
For more on the impacts of charging premiums and how CMS's ruling puts Montana's Medicaid expansion program in limbo, check out the full episode wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Dan Gorenstein. This is Trade-Offs.